Title: Mid-Bass Texture Layering for DJ-Friendly Sets, Advanced Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome back. This is an Advanced Bass Lines lesson, and we're going straight into that zone where drum and bass lines really get their personality, the mid-bass. The goal today is not make the bass sound huge in solo. The goal is make the bass behave like a pro in a DJ set. That means, the sub stays consistent, the mids evolve in a predictable way, and when someone blends your tune over another on a club rig, your low end doesn't suddenly balloon or vanish. That's the whole game. By the end, you'll have a clean sum plus a three-layer mid stack, MIDA as the stable body, MIDB as the moving gritty character, MIDC as the controlled air and edge. Everything routed to one bass bus so it's easy to automate and easy to mix. Before we touch sound design, quick session prep. Set your tempo in the classic rolling range, 172 to 176. Then make a group called bass bus. Inside that group, create four MIDI tracks, sub, mid A, mid B, mid C. Optional, but strong. Create a couple return tracks. One called RVB short, like a tiny room. Another called DLY texture, something like an eighth note or dotted eighth delay. We'll use these sparingly, because the moment you drown bass textures in time-based effects, mono compatibility starts getting angry. Now here's the mindset upgrade that will keep you DJ friendly. Think in mixed states, not just layers. You're going to build a few recallable states you can flip every 8 or 16 bars. State A is blend safe, SUB plus MIDA only. State B is main, and MIDB for energy. State C is hype, and MIDC and a little extra movement. State D is exit. Pull MIDB and MIDC down quickly while MIDA stays, so DJs can mix out without losing the bass fingerprint. We'll build those states with macro controls or arrangement automation. Predictable, repeatable, DJ-proof. Cool. Let's build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit more audibility on small speakers, you can use triangle, but start with sine so it's disciplined. Set the amp envelope to avoid clicks. Attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Decay depends on your note length, but think in terms of tight and consistent, not bloomy. If you're doing plucks, sustain can be all the way down. If you're doing held notes, set sustain somewhere like minus 6 to minus 12 dB so it's controlled. At EQ 8, the sub does not need to be clever. If you hear the sub creeping into the mid-range, low pass or just hard cut everything above about 150 to 200 Hz with a steep slope. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable. Sub stays mono. And while you're here, do some gain staging. Solo the sub and aim for something like minus 12 to minus 6 dB peak. Not because those numbers are magic, but because headroom is part of what makes a bass feel consistent once you add layers and bus processing. Key concept. Your sub should not be exciting. It should be reliable. Now mid A. This is the translation layer. This is the layer that makes the bass line readable on phones, laptops, and during DJ blends where the low EQ might be getting manipulated. MIDA is your identity. On mid A, load wavitable. Choose something stable, like basic shapes. Use a sawish shape or anything with a clear fundamental and not too much chaos. Keep unison off or very low. This layer should not smear. Add a filter. LP24 is fine. MS2 can be vibey. Put the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz depending on the tone you want. You're shaping body, not air. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. You're trying to thicken and stabilize, not destroy. Now EQ 8 again. High pass somewhere like 120 to 180 Hz to make room for the sub. Here's a teacher tip. Protect the mixing band around 120 to 250 Hz. Club rigs exaggerate that area, and DJs often mix with low EQ and faders, so if your mid layers pile up there, blends get swampy fast. MIDA can keep a little warmth there, but keep it intentional. If it gets boxy, try a gentle dip around 250 to 400. Add a compressor, light control, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're pinning it, you're flattening the groove. At this point, SUB plus MIDA should already sound like a bass line, even without the hype textures. If it doesn't, fix that now. Don't rely on MIDB to rescue a weak core. Now mid B. This is your movement and grit layer. It should feel alive without trashing the mix. On mid B, load operator or wave eatable. I'll give you a classic operator FM approach. Ask A is sign, ask B is sign, and use an algorithm where B modulates A. Bring up the B level and increase the FM amount until you get a growl. The sweet spot is where it starts to speak and rasp, but it still feels musical. If you push it too far, you'll get laser territory, which is fine if that's the tune. But the point today is DJ-friendly rolling power. Add auto filter. Choose band pass or low pass depending on the character. Now set up a subtle LFO. Rate at an eighth note or quarter note. Keep the amount small. You want groove. You do not want novelty wobble that makes the bass line feel like it's doing a magic trick every bar. Now distortion. If you have Live 12 Suite, Roar is perfect for this. Keep it mild and tone-shaped. If not, use pedal in overdrive mode. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tone to taste. Or use saturator again. The teacher mindset here, distortion is not just more. It's a way to create harmonics so the bass reads at lower playback volumes and on smaller systems. Add redux sparingly. Think of it as seasoning. Bits around 10 to 12, downsample maybe 1.5 to 2.5. If the bass turns to sand, you went too far. Now EQ 8. High pass this layer more than you think. Often 200 to 300 Hz is the right move for DJ-friendly mixes, because it keeps some IDB from stepping on the sub and the low-mid punch zone. If there's an ugly resonance, it's commonly somewhere around 700 to 1.2K. Notch it gently. Don't carve the life out of it. Then utility. You can give MIDB some width, maybe 80 to 120%, but be careful. The rule is, make mono the default, then add stereo on top. Anything that creates width should mostly live above 300 to 500 Hz. If your width is coming from low mids, it will collapse in mono and feel hollow on big systems. Now, the big D then B move. Resampling. Create a new audio track called MIDB Resample. Set audio from to MIDB, post FX. Record 8 to 16 bars of riffs. And this is where you stop endlessly tweaking synth knobs and start committing like a real drum and bass producer. Once you have audio, slice and edit. Reverse little bits, fade tails, make a stutter fill in the last half bar of bar 8 or 16. Build a tiny library of yelps and zaps you can drop in as microfills without rewriting the whole bass line. That gives you evolution while keeping the grid predictable for DJs. Now mid-C. This is the air and edge layer. It's presence without harshness, and it should not mask your hats and snare. For the source, you can use white noise from operator's noise section, or a bright wavy-table, or even a very bright restop. The key is that it's mostly high-frequency content. Add auto-filter and high-pass around 1 to 3kHz. Optionally add a tiny LFO for movement, but keep it subtle. Add saturator lightly, like 1 to 3dB drive. Then add a gate. This is a classic trick. Either sidechain it from your drums, or just set the threshold so the layer pulses rhythmically. The point is the top texture breathes with a groove instead of sitting there like constant hiss. EQ 8 to tame harshness. If it bites, it's often in the 4 to 8kHz range. Don't be afraid to notch a bit, because harshness will feel louder than it measures. If you want space, use a very short reverb, like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, with a high-low cut so it doesn't mud up the mix. And keep it subtle. Bass is cool. Wash is not. Now route and glue everything on the bass bus. On the bass bus group, start with EQ 8 for cleanup. Here's a practical trick. If your snare is losing authority, don't just boost the snare. Instead, do a tiny dip on the bass bus where the snare body lives, often around 180 to 220 Hz, but it depends on your snare. Even better, make that dip dynamic so it happens only when the snare hits, but keep it subtle. Add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction in the drop. If you're seeing 5 dB constantly, you're overgluing and you'll kill punch. Add a saturator or soft clip stage. Soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. This helps the bass sit forward consistently, which is part of that DJ headroom contract. Meaning, when you toggle from intro state to drop state, the sub energy should not jump wildly. You're mostly adding harmonics and motion, not doubling the low-end power. Then utility, mainly for gain staging and sanity checks. Keep the bus peaking around minus 6 dB pre-master as a general target. Again, not a law, but a useful discipline. If you want a really clean stereo strategy on the bus, use EQ 8 in M/S mode. High pass the sides around 250 to 400 Hz. That keeps stereo sparkle from creeping into the punch zone. It's one of the cleanest ways to get width, without risking the low end. Now let's make a DJ-friendly arrangement. A DJ-friendly DNB bass is recognizable early and evolves in 16-bar language. Here's a template you can copy. Intro, 16 to 32 bars, state A, SUB plus MIDA only. Filter MIDA so it slowly rises, say from 250 to 600 over time. You can even do a telephone-style band pass for 8 bars, like 250 Hz to 2 kHz, so the bass identity is teased without giving away full weight. That makes your tune easier to cue and remember. Drop, first 16, state B, add mid B, keep the core rhythm stable. This is important. DJ friendliness comes from continuity. If you change the bass rhythm every 2 bars, it's harder to mix and less hooky, even if it's cooler on paper. Drop, second 16, state C, introduce MIDC and one resample switch up, or slightly increase the movement depth, or increase a parallel texture lane by 1 or 2 dB. Texture changes read like energy changes without wrecking the groove. End of phrase cues. At bar 15 or 16, do a microfill. Half bar max, a bandpass pinch on MIDB, a quick stutter from your resampled audio, or one reversed hit. This tells DJs, phrase boundary here, without needing a huge volume change. Breakdown, strip back to SUB plus filtered MIDA. The identity stays, the energy resets, and it stays mixable. Now, performance control. This is where you stop drawing a million automation lines and start playing the mix. Put an audio effect rack on your mid layers or on the bus and map macros. Here are great macro choices. One macro for MIDB filter cutoff. One macro for distortion drive, like roar or pedal or saturator. One macro for redux amount, but keep the range subtle. One macro for MIDC gate threshold, so you can tighten or loosen the pulse. And a really useful one, a DJ blend macro that pulls MIDB and MIDC down by 2 to 6 dB while keeping MIDA stable. That gives you instant blend safe sections without changing the MIDI. If you want an advanced add-on, create a parallel texture lane. Duplicate MIDB into a MIDB PNIR track. High pass it hard, like 300 to 600 Hz, then go aggressive with distortion, redux, comb filtering, frequency shifting. Blend it quietly under the main stack. That way you can push grime without destabilizing the foundation. Another advanced trick, call and response using envelopes, not notes. Keep identical MIDI, but alternate the amp envelope. 2 bars snappy pluck, 2 bars longer release. It feels like conversation without rewriting the riff, which again keeps it DJ friendly. Now, mono and phase checks. Non-negotiable. Temporarily put utility on the master and set width to 0%. Listen. This audio version is shortened for playback.